This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here on our kickoff to the Independence Day weekend. And it's kind of, you know, the holiday is commonly known as the 4th of July, but it is Independence Day. It is the day that the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, which said we are no longer going to be under the rule of the British. We are a free and independent nation. And short time after that, Constitution, the Bill of Rights came into effect, and here we are today in the land of the free. So, if we are streaming, let me know. If we're not streaming, let me know. You can reach me at 410-922-6680. Email also works. That's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. I've got the computer up here. I don't have my email up on the computer, but it is up on my phone, so I will be able to receive that message on the phone should you send one, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. So, my name is Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors right here on the Outdoorsman Show. Our producer, Chris Klaproth, today. He'll be here for 2 hours, and he will be screening your calls as we take them, as you call in to converse. Next week, Angel Willie will be here to discuss sharks. It will be Shark Week next Saturday on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, so make sure you're, you know, tuned in for that one. Let's talk to Paul, our first caller in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good morning, Alan. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
I wanted to ask a question about black bears.
All right.
How far east in Maryland have black bear been spotted?
We have seen them in Cecil, Kent, Queen Anne's, and that's as far as I know. I don't know that we've seen any in Talbot or Dorchester.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, one was on the shore a couple of years ago in Queen Anne's County, and it stayed around Robin's mother's place over there and actually slept in her garden. There were footprints on top of the hot tub and everything else. So it was, yeah. They either come down from Pennsylvania. You know, that would be the easiest thing to think of. Either that, they swim the bay, the Susquehanna, somehow or another they get here. But, yeah, they have been sighted on the eastern shore. So.
Have any been in Anne Arundel County?
Yes, several have been in Anne Arundel County.
Okay, cool.
Why, did you see one or think you did?
No, I'm just, my preacher asked me to ask that question.
Oh, your preacher did. Okay. Yeah,
he's traveling to Indiana right now. So
good for him. All right,
he's going on vacation.
Yep. Well, that there's your answer. Now I don't know where we've gotten any sightings this year or not, but those sightings on the shore are very interesting. So just got to figure out where they come from. One bear up there was traveling back and forth between Harford and Cecil County, and the only way he could get there, as far as we know, is either, you know, cross one of the bridges across the river at night or swim the river, and they suspected he was swimming the river. Well, typically, it's this time of year when the 2-year-old males are kicked out by the females. You see, the female breeds every 2 years. She'll have her fawns in the den in the wintertime, and the first year, the cubs are about 6 months old in June, then a year and a half later, she's ready to breed again in June also. So to keep the cubs from being killed and eaten by the boars, she kicks them out. Usually, typically, the female will stay close to the home range, and the male will start to roam. And they can travel 50, 70 miles a day looking for a new place to establish their territory. So this is the time of year you see all the, you know, you hear about all the bear sightings in Frederick and Carroll, and we've had them in Baltimore County and so forth.
Right.
And Montgomery.
Very interesting.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You got it, buddy. And as far as I know, as far south as we've seen them, I think there was one killed on the highway there last year or year before in St. Mary's County.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had gotten that far, but
very interesting. Yep. You got it.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Paul. Happy Independence Day to you.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Well, for those of you who watch the Outdoor Channel, you may have seen a show called Wild Game Nation, a company out of Louisiana called, what is it called? Wild Game Innovations, I think is what it's called. Family. It's the Busbice family, B-U-S-B-I-C-E. And apparently the father, the patriarch of that family, Mr. Bill Busbice, B-U-S-B-I-C-E, Jr., one of the hosts of that show, has been indefinitely suspended, along with his show, from the Outdoor Channel. This comes first from the Outdoor Wire this week, with under the headline, Busbice Booted at OC, Outdoor Channel, not Ocean City. The Outdoor Channel has indefinitely suspended co-host Bill Busbice Jr. and Wild Game Nation following Busbice's guilty plea to a pair of game violations as a result of an incident witnessed and reported by other hunters last October on Busbice's Spring Creek Ranch in Wyoming. A statement from Outdoor Channel President and CEO Jim Liberatore didn't mince words. We have strict policies and procedures in place that require all our talent and producers to abide by all hunting regulations. As a result of the recent charges in Wyoming involving Bill Busbice Jr., we have suspended the show and Busbice indefinitely from Outdoor Channel. While Liberatore's action was swift, his statement wasn't exactly accurate. Busbice wasn't charged in Wyoming. He was convicted after entering a guilty plea. On May 23, 2017, Lincoln County Circuit Court Judge Frank Zebri accepted Busbice's guilty plea to the charges of intentionally allowing an antlerless elk to go to waste and taking an elk without the proper license. Busbice could have been sentenced to jail, but Zebri instead offered a sentence of 180 days of jail suspended, providing he lead a law-abiding life during the 1.5 years of unsupervised probation. Additionally, Busbice was fined the maximum for both offenses and their restitution charges. Notice the word restitution charges, $23,000, and had all game and fish license privileges revoked for a period of 2 years. Since Wyoming is a participant in the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact, Busbice's license privileges are currently revoked in 44 additional states, including Louisiana, Busbice's home, including Maryland, I might say. The seriousness of the offense may have been compounded by the fact that Busbice's actions weren't just illegal, they were recorded. Unedited videos seized from the Busbice by investigators show Busbice shooting several times at a large bull in a herd of elk and missing but striking a calf. When Busbice finally hits the object of the hunt, a large bull subsequently seized by officials, audio reportedly has Busbice saying, "We have to eliminate that part where I shot a cow. And yeah, we got to get rid of that cow." According to court records, Busbice had the ranch manager field strip the bull, then hide the calf in a ditch and dispose of the bull's elk guts, attempting to hide evidence of the poaching. Let me let that sink in. During questioning about the act, officials say Buspus's explanation for failing to report the incident was concern about recently having been cited for previous wildlife violations. Earlier in 2016, Buspus was apparently cited for purchasing a resident elk license and more than the authorized number of deer licenses and paid $1,430 in fines for those violations. See, Mr. Buspus is a resident of Louisiana. This offense, however, carries a considerably higher overall cost. Shortly before our news deadline last evening, and this was on Monday, maybe Tuesday, perhaps, we received word that Outdoor Edge, one of Busby's sponsors, had severed all sponsorships with Bill Buspus and the show Wild Game Nation in light of Buspus's recent convictions and sentencing for game violations. Quote, since our founding nearly three decades ago, Outdoor Edge owner David Block said in his statement, Outdoor Edge has been a strong advocate of ethical and legal hunting fishing. We do not condone or support any deviation from these founding beliefs, and for this reason, we've decided to end all sponsorships related to Bill Buspus. Cancellation of the sponsorship was immediate, but the Outdoor Edge announcement cautioned that future airings of the show may still show Outdoor Edge as a sponsor. This is one of those stories that won't end anytime soon because the blowback to sponsors has most likely just begun. As always, we'll keep you posted, and that story was written by Jim Shepard, the editor of The Outdoor Wire. I also have the press release here from The Outdoor Edge. You heard a quote from that. And then yesterday, along the same lines, Plano Synergy has ended its association with Mr. Buspus and canceled the show called Wild Game Nation. Over the course of the past 48 hours, Plano Synergy became aware of a situation which required swift and decisive action. Today, Bill Buspus and Plano Synergy mutually agreed to end their association. Bill Buspus and his partners sold their outdoor brands to Plano Synergy in 2013. Since then, Bill is providing services under contract to Plano Synergy, principally as host of the Wild Game Nation television program, until today when that relationship was severed. Plano Synergy will also be canceling the Wild Game Nation TV show. Plano Synergy has a culture that is grounded in integrity and great respect for the outdoors. This comes with the expectations that we will always do the right thing. Our decisions will always reflect our commitments to our customers and consumers. We have a deep respect for the law, tradition, and the ethical practices of our sports. We take pride in serving our industry and promote the fair and lawful practices of game hunting every day. We strive to be a company that is trustworthy, respectful, and fair with our consumers, employees, customers, and business partners. And that is signed by David E. Dudick, the CEO of Plano Synergy. So, here we have a major player in the world of hunting. The local connection with an apparel manufacturer is also very strong. If you go to Google, per se, and Google this guy, you'll see him clothed in a variety of clothing that reflects the local brand. Anyway, his statement on his son's Facebook page by Matt Buspus, and this is comes to us via the Outdoor Hub. Statement by Bill Buspus. Last October, I inadvertently shot a female calf elk while attempting to shoot a bull elk. To make matters worse, I left the scene and failed to report the incident to the warden. The failure to immediately notify the warden was horrible judgment on my part, and for that I was fined, placed on probation, and lost my privilege to hunt. To be clear, the shot was an accident, and while the failure to report my mistake was inexcusable, I had to go to another link. I'm sorry. Didn't have the full thing up here. And it might take a second. Sorry. I just clicked on it now rather than earlier. Well, we'll finish that in just a second as soon as it loads up. So, there it is. Was inexcusable. I have never and would never intentionally poach. This incident is not reflective of who I am as an outdoorsman. I've spent over 40 years speaking out against poaching and will continue to do everything I can to rebuild trust with the outdoor community. I am deeply sorry for what I did. I'm aware that I breached the trust of my fellow hunters in the process. I've accepted the consequences of my mistake and hope everyone will forgive my lapse in judgment. Okay. Respectfully, blah, blah, blah. So, 1,800 people responded to that. Most of them. Anybody can make a mistake, you know, let's move on, that type of thing. Well, just, guy just didn't actually make a mistake, did he? Did he? You heard the records from court. He shot a calf, and he told somebody to cover it up. And the reason he didn't report it is because he illegally bought a resident elk license in the same state, got caught for that, skated, bought more than the legal number of deer tags, skated on that one, and he didn't want this to go against his record. Now, did he make an honest mistake? Is he really a stand-up guy that just couldn't shoot very straight? Well, I'll let God sort that out. He can be the judge of that, not me. But I'd like to hear your opinion about it. I know we're not going to get 1,800 calls, but if you want to visit Matt Busbice's Facebook page, MattBusbice, you're welcome to do so. You're welcome to see some of these responses. Some good Christian people there, you know? Hey, God's the judge. You made a mistake. You owned it. Blah, blah, blah. Would he have owned it if he hadn't been turned in? Or would that calf have rotted in a ditch? And everybody would have remained silent, except somebody with a conscience. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, do what Robin and I did the other day. Stop by Papa John's farm and get your corn and your tomatoes and your watermelon for the 4th. That's what we did. Summer's the time for picnics, and of course Independence Day is right around the corner. Family get-togethers, camping trips, summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons, that's for sure. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Hot corn with crab spice on it, you better believe it. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn. They don't sell crab, but they do sell the best produce around. At their enormous barn, their own tasty, super-sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. You want to pick your own off the wagon? The wagon's sitting there. You want to get their pre-bundled 6s and 12s and 2 dozens? You can do that, too. I personally picked my own off the wagon. There's squash, there's zucchini, there's peppers, there's onions, tomatoes, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons. I mean sweet, seedless, seeded watermelons. They got these big, giant watermelons we had like when we were a kid, you know. You could barely carry them. Yeah, they got those. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Phone number there, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every single day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number, 969-8810. By the way, we had some of that corn. And it is spectacular. You can microwave it, you can do it on the grill, you can boil it, you can do whatever you want, but it is super sweet, super good. That phone number, 410-969-8810. For your family reunion, your church get-together, call Papa John's, 969-8810, and visit there. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, K care, and nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex brand bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bed liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade, whether it's hot.
Daryl Worley with an update of Fishing Hole, I guess. Y'all remember that as a theme song from Mayberry RFD. Yeah, the Andy Griffith Show. When we dumped old Andy, we had his version in here. We dumped his version of it. You know, he was singing and walking along with Opie. Who names your kid Opie? Especially in this day and age. Why would you name your kid Opie? Yeah, I know. Who was Opie named after? I mean, Obi, I could get. Obi-Wan Kenobi. You want to name your kid Obi, that's fine. But who names a kid Opie? And what is it short for? Opioid? Opium? Who knows? Anyway, we dumped old Andy when he came out as a human being, person, a real person, Andy Griffith, when he came out in support of Obamacare a few years back. We just decided it was time for Andy to hit the road. Why not? So Daryl Worley came out with a nice version of that, and we still play it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Thank you, Chuck and John and the rest of you, for letting us know, and Captain Don, letting us know that the streaming is up and working today, finally. Folks are wondering about how Robin's doing with her shoulder surgery and rehab. She's doing 2 physical therapy 3 times a week. Makes her, of course, sore because they work that shoulder beyond what she's able to do it, you know, without the therapy. And you know, they stretch and move and twist and pop and do whatever they do. So, but she's slowly recovering, doing well. We took a little ride up to see my aunt, Aunt Toots, Aunt Edna, up in Warriors Mark, Pennsylvania, and showed Robin a little bit of my early life, where I grew up, where I shot my first rabbit, and where, you know, my dad shot the, or no, where we shot some deer, where, you know, just some hunting history up there and the farm. My aunt is 89 years old. She's the only surviving sibling from my mother's side of the family. And she survived melanoma, brain cancer, tumor surgery, and going strong. Still cuts her own grass, entertains the kids, walks a dog. You know, it's all good. So we stopped by to visit her and brought back some old memories. Then we drove up to Somerset County, drove around up there and showed Robin in Blair and Somerset counties in Pennsylvania, where I grew up, where I lived, where I, you know, I grew up as a teenager, where I got married and divorced the first time, the house I built and all that stuff from my past life. And then we went on up to Western Maryland, Garrett County, went up to Deep Creek Lake, and we chose a wedding venue. So I will let Robin make the announcement. I'm not gonna spill the beans on that. But we did find a beautiful place up there to hold a ceremony. So it's all coming. She wants to get married in the snow. I'm good with that. You know, the guests want to come and show up in the snow. That's fine too. But if it's her and I, that's also good. So, you know, we'll see if there's snow. You know, well, we started up into the mountains of Pennsylvania. Some of the resorts up there in Somerset County, well-known ski resorts and that type of thing. And as we're driving, she said, "I don't think the people in my family will drive this far. Deep Creek's a stretch, but that, you know, up into the mountains of Pennsylvania up there in the wintertime on those roads." Funny story. When we were driving up places like, you know, White Horse Mountain and places like that, where I drove a lot, you know, lived there for 15 years. I said, when I was a kid, I got a car, and my mother wanted to take me down the mountain and drive in the, you know, in the flatlands down around down around Blair County and Altoona, Pennsylvania. My dad looked at her and he said, "Why would you do that? He's going to grow up and drive up here in the mountains." And that's exactly what I did. But I'll tell you, there's some pretty treacherous roads up through there. You know, Route 31, 219, 160, and all those. Went up through Bedford, old stomping grounds. So that was kind of fun. Wouldn't want to go back and live there, though. Just the way I am. Sorry. I'm looking forward to the new chapter when I'm on the Eastern Shore, living on the shore. So I'm coming, Eastern Shore. Where are our callers today? We got one. Let's make it two. 410-922-6680. We're hearing from folks online about this guy. There's not very many happy people online about it. At least emailing me. Some people are angry, you know. I asked the question, you know, was this just a one-off where this guy decided he was going to do this? The answer from John B. said he just didn't start that behavior. He's been doing it forever because he wasn't exposed. Some people think this world belongs just to them. It's here for them to do as they wish. Okay, you once again have my blood boiling. I like to get you upset, excited. I do. I like to motivate our callers, that's for sure. So, and then we had another fella here. Had a question. Our buddy Chuck, he said, the other Chuck, whatever happened to the guide or the people that helped him hide the evidence? You know, none of the records indicate that anybody else was charged. You know, I watched that show once. I never liked the personality of him, the father. I do not know why. I just never liked him or that show. Whenever that show would come on next, I would change the channel. So, you know. Hey. There's Gene in Pikesville. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I enjoy your show. I'm blind, and I listen to your show, and it's wonderful.
Thank you.
To hear the stories that you tell and the people who call in. Yeah, I just wanted to say that in reference to the young man, what a web we weave when we try to deceive.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
I think that was his, you know, the foundation of where, you know, of what happened to him. He, you know, he started out wrong and he ended up wrong.
Started out wrong and ended up wrong. Yeah.
Yes,
as they say in politics, it's not necessarily the crime, it's the cover-up.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yep. And so, you know, it's a moral thing. If he's apologizing for killing the calf, God bless him. But if I think that he should rethink this and start from the beginning and apologize for lying.
He's got two young men as sons that he's bringing up, and they have children.
Yes, and that's me. That's what that's what I thought about my son. Is like I always started out with the truth. And if you pretty much start out with the truth.
Exactly. Well, just came through Father's Day, and I told you that, you know, my father's greatly, my adopted father is greatly responsible for the man I am today.
Yeah. And my stepfather was the same way.
Exactly.
He gave me my work ethic and, dealing with people. I'm African-American.
Okay.
I've worked all my life, never had a problem. When I lost my vision, I met a Christian man, and I'll say his name, Joseph Smith. At the State Employees Credit Union, who gave me a chance, and was based on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, yeah, man, keep up the good work. I love your show.
You got it, man. Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
One of our readers, emailers, is mentioning Jacob and how I talk about Jacob on the air. And, you know, again, every year since we've been hunting together, I've tried to teach him the best ethical practices when it comes to hunting. And he's developed into quite a choosy type of guy. He's not going to shoot a doe unless it's for meat, unless somebody wants the meat. And he'll take the small amount that his family wants and, you know, that his dad will cook, and that'll be it. And he'll donate the rest. That's good. He won't take a buck, a smaller buck than he's already shot. He's got a pretty high bar because he's taken, you know, a couple of 8 points and one 8 point and one 11 point. So he's up there in that range already at the age of 17. You know, he wants to take a sick of deer stag, and I want him to. But last year, the first day, had an opportunity, hadn't seen a deer all day till the last 10 minutes of legal shooting time. And two does came by with a buck chasing them, a little gnarly-looking five-point weird rack thing. A big-bodied deer, mature enough deer, should have probably been what we call a management deer, taking them out of the herd to get the genetics out of there. But and I'd seen this deer a couple of years ago when he was just young. You just know the characteristics of that goofed-up rack. You know, they kind of stay through the whole period of time that the deer grows antlers. But anyway, I didn't want that deer, and I didn't want either of the does, being the first day of the season. So watched this deer chase the doe, and they disappeared behind the holly bush. And where they went after that, I don't know. A big holly tree, giant holly tree. Where they went after that, I don't know. Just with 2 minutes of legal shooting time remaining, the doe walk. I looked down 25 yards from me, and the doe and the 5 point are standing there, this little gnarly buck. They're standing there at 25 yards. So the doe walked out first and this little buck afterwards. I don't know what ever happened to the other doe. I'm like, well, that's cool. Now I can't get down for a while till they walk away. And they just lollygagged there. You know, they just messed around there and walked around a little bit and kind of looked down at my watch, see what time it was. I'm out of legal shooting time. I'm still sitting there. It's 5 minutes after. The gun's unloaded. I'm sitting there quietly. And between me and those two deer, a giant buck stepped out. So he's at 20 yards. And he walked across a wide-open trail, and he walked into the laurel thicket, and away he went. Never saw him again. But he was huge, body-wise, rack-wise, everything. So, many people, and I'm pretty sure of this, would have taken that shot and tried to, you know, certainly enough light coming through the scope, even though you're after legal shooting time, you could get enough light through the scope to put the crosshairs on the front end of the deer. Some people that I know would have pulled the trigger. Not Alan. Not especially Alan. Not ever, but not especially with my grandson in a tree stand 200 yards away. Not going to happen. Could I have been the big man on campus with the biggest buck of the day? Sure. Would I have felt good about it? No. So, what drives you? Your sense of your moral compass, I guess, or you know, your desire to be big man on campus. I guess Big Bill Buspus decided, since that big bull elk was in the herd, he wanted to be BMOC that day. So we have to figure out what to do with that calf. We have to get rid of that calf. Yeah, it's on film. You know, we got to figure out what to do with it. Let's just dump it in a ditch. Let the coyotes have it. Sad situation, folks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Another email. Stopped by Clyde's a couple days ago to pick up the magazine, and they were out of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Paul, I know you're listening. They got Maryland Loves Crabs, and you got one of those. I will be in Clyde's today. I will restock them with Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and you can stop by and pick one up. How's that sound? No, that not far from you. Another one from When in Doubt, Tell the Truth. That's good. I like that. All right. Let's see. 4th of July weekend. July 4th is a free fishing day. You do not need a fishing license to fish on that day. You can take your kids out on Tuesday without fear of any kind of ramifications, because the state has declared that a free fishing day. You do not need your fishing license on the 4th of July. Of course, DNR, Natural Resources Police, urges safe boating over this holiday weekend. Don't drink and boat. Consequently, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and fly an airplane. Don't drink and fly a helicopter. If you got to drink, stay home. The rest of us out there, you know, really don't like having to watch out for you. And we think that it's irresponsible for you to be out there among us that don't particularly like to drive around under the influence. So that's my suggestion. And by the way, if you're out on the water with this heat and the wave action, the wind action, and you're drinking, the effect is double on you, just about double. Yeah, the hot weather, the water, everything can exacerbate the effects of alcohol. You know, hopefully you'll get sick, you know, and stop drinking before it comes to that. But some don't. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, nice of you to weigh in there, Robin. Good to hear from you. So, I see we got Dale from Easton calling in. Let me take a slurp of coffee. See if it stayed hot enough. Oh, yeah, that's good. Good dark roast. Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm well. You?
Boy, it's hot and sticky over here, Al.
Tell me about it.
Bring the towel out. So, anyway, Al, I found it extremely interesting that the department has decided to cut the crab season back.
Yes, they have. Isn't that amazing?
The report. Well, yeah. That report had been out for quite some time.
Yeah.
And in an effort to protect the stock. Well, that certainly begs the question, why was Brenda Davis dismissed?
Brenda Davis was dismissed because she actually attempted to scientifically manage our crab population here in Maryland. And listen to the science. Listen to what the research said.
Specifically, she did not want to lower the size limit from 5 1/4 to 5 inches.
Correct.
Based on the demand of several local watermen.
Correct.
Interesting, Alan.
Correct. And now the department has made a decision to cut the season and to significantly cut the number of female crabs being harvested at late in the season. And they did not reduce the size limit, just as requested by several watermen. Correct?
A few local watermen.
Very few, yes.
A minority of watermen.
Exactly right. A minority of watermen led to their request to the administration, led to the dismissal of our 20-some-year veteran crab program leader, Brenda Davis.
28 years.
28 years, and exactly right, with no real reason why, other than the fact that the Waterman spoke out and said that they requested that she go because, you know, they didn't believe she was managing the crabs the way they wanted them managed. To reduce the size limit early on in the season from 5 1/4 to 5 inches, exactly what happened.
I guess there's no possibility of getting somebody on from the department, so they could answer some questions.
The secretary will not answer the question why. That was pointed out in several news articles. If you happen to see Maryland Loves Crabs or go online to mdlovescrabs.com, mm-hmm. you'll see a link there in that story where we talk about, mm-hmm. Brenda, that several news reports. Let me see if I can find it right here real quick. Hold on. I'll tell you what page it's on. Page 38. I'm here. I'm just on page 38, and there are a number of links, including the Bay Journal. Rona Cobell writes some really interesting stories on that, and that link is there. Baltimore Sun, Dan Rodericks mm-hmm. wrote a good piece. Washington Post, Justin William Moyer on February 23rd, and then Josh Hicks on March 13th. And that headline is DNR Chief Won't Say Why He Fired Longtime Manager of Crab Program. And Washington Post headline was Longtime Maryland Official Fired After Waterman Meet with Governor. Baltimore Sun, Fired Crab Manager Was Not at War with Waterman. Bay Journal, Maryland's veteran crab manager fired after Waterman complained to Hogan. You can all read it all for yourself if you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's out there. Been out there.
Yeah, I pretty well knew it, Alan. I knew what was going on. I still got a few contacts.
Right. Exactly. Sure you do.
But it just, as I say, I find it troubling that the department would go to such extreme and not answer up to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand it, and I don't know exactly why. So,
well, you would think that they would want to clear the air, quote-unquote, and, you know, explain why they did what they did.
Right. And, here's direct from Brenda. Thank you for the support. Appreciate you raising this issue and concerns about managing the blue crab resource on science and not the whims of any one particular group. I regret that I'm not present in this issue as an active participant managing Maryland Natural Resources, but maybe I'll have that opportunity in the future in one capacity or another.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with Brenda. I've always liked Brenda. She's been a guest on the air here a couple times.
So. Yeah, it begs the question, Alan, who the hell's running the crab program?
That's another question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. So
it would be certainly would be.
You'll have to float that off the new director, Mr. Blazer. So
yeah, that would be he'd be a nice one to have on the show, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, if he'll show up, if he'd be allowed to do so, I don't know.
Yeah, like the wildlife director.
Been a long time since he's been on the air too.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Yeah, well, sad state of affairs.
It can be. Yeah, it all depends on how you look at it. So we just keep doing what we're doing with the coalition, and we keep speaking up for hunters and doing the best we can for the hunting community.
Yep.
We encourage the caucus to write to the officials on behalf of farmers and hunters feeding the hungry this year. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, it's a good program.
Yeah, well, we've got our answer, and we know that, and I'm not making that announcement. We'll let them make it. But we do know that there'll likely be no more continued support for FHFH from public funds. So,
interesting.
Yep. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alan. Yep. Talk at you later.
Bye-bye.
See you now.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I mentioned Clyde Sports Shop. Paul went in to pick up a hunting quarterly. We'll have him there later this morning. And you can swing by again and pick one up Marilyn Loves Crabs will be also restocked there if he's out, if Clydes are out. Yeah, they've been around for 60 years, and if you need anything for fishing or for crabbing, 308 ammo is still going strong as far as I know. They've got some great 308 reloads in there, military stuff with the sealed primers. They've got 150 grain soft point. They've got some hardball ammo, but they've also got all the crabbing stuff you need. They got all the fishing stuff you need. They got all the bait. They got 24 hour fishing hotline that you can call anytime you want. Clydes, again, has been around for in the same location for 60 years, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Why not give them a call today or stop by, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Fishing Hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Summertime heat for the holiday. It looks like it's going to stay hot through much of next week. Early July could be a scorcher for us with several days of low to mid-90s in the forecast for the week coming up. Temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees, 50% chance of storms this afternoon. Early evening storms tonight, 70, and low 90s for Sunday and Monday. Sounds like the dog days of summertime. They are here with a big Bermuda area of high pressure to our east. I'm Scott Lauriamore, the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high.
Yeah, we could use a little rain in 90-degree weather. It's just not cutting it. Dog days. You know, that's when the dogs lay around on the porch with their tongues hanging out. That's it. It's the way I feel most of the time. But I don't. Ah, Miss Robin checked in, and it'll be 2 years next week she started listening to the show. It was 2 years ago Monday that Robin and I met. And our last caller, Mr. Dale, Uncle Dale from Easton, was we were having coffee. And Robin met me there. It was a public place. It was at the Dunkin' Donuts in Easton. I can say that because Bay Country is, you know, their sponsorship ended for a few weeks and they'll be back. But, you know, we met there. And 2 years later, here we are. Hey, babe, happy anniversary. So, and same to you, Uncle Dale, happy anniversary. I've known him longer than I've known Robin. But anyway, so here we are at the end of the show. We talked about poaching a little bit because one of the Outdoor Channel personalities, Bill Buspus Jr., pled guilty to charges that he shot a cow elk, a calf actually, while he was aiming at a big bull. He struck the calf and killed it, and was recorded as saying, we got to cut that part out on the video about me shooting the calf, and said to the ranch manager, yeah, we got to do something about that. So they decided a good idea was not to utilize that that animal, but just to dump its carcass in a ditch and then dispose of the any evidence of the elk other than the other caping it out. I don't know if they cut it up or what they did with the meat, but it doesn't really say. It doesn't really say. And why he didn't report the incident is because he had been convicted earlier, and this was in October, he had been convicted earlier in 2016 of purchasing a resident elk permit in Wyoming. He owns the property, but he lives in Louisiana. And he also purchased more than the legal limit of tags for deer. When a man steals a loaf of bread, does he become a thief at that moment, or is he a thief in his heart? There's the music, folks. That'll give you a couple things to ponder if you're headed out the door today. I hope you are. I hope you're going fishing or doing something fun outdoors, doing a little groundhog hunting or whatever. We'll be here for another hour. We hope you can join us. And if you want to get on the line, it's 410-WCBM 680. Now get out, stay out, and stay safe.